Coach's Insight programs continuing tonight here on Care Radio. More Hillmount Academy is the discussion here tonight. Taco John's, Exchange Bank, Amberwell Health sponsoring the Ravens Coach's Insight program. And pleased to be joined now by the new head coach of the More Hillmount Academy Ravens football team. That is Jose Lacone, who makes the journey over from Hugoton. Coach, let's talk about your journey to get to this position at More Hill. You were at Hugoton prior, offensive coordinator over there for the past, I believe, 7 or 8 years. Talk about your journey leading you up to this opportunity here in More Hill.
Yeah, so I've been in Hugoton the last 7 years. I've actually been the offensive coordinator for the past 4. We kind of flipped over to the type of offense that I run, and I got the opportunity to become offensive coordinator. And ever since I got that opportunity, you know, we've had some pretty successful seasons. We had 3 seasons that were 6-3 in a row. And then this past season, we had an 8-2 record, including a playoff win against Wichita Collegiate. So we've had some success. My dream has always been, you know, to become a head coach. And, you know, I turned down some opportunities while I was at Hugoton just because it was such a great spot. And it was a hard spot to leave. I'm a Hugoton graduate. Hugoton's my hometown. So it was a hard area to leave. And I got this opportunity here at More Hill, and I just, you know, really felt like God was moving me here and tugging me here. So I decided to take the move and be the new head coach here.
Yeah, interesting you mentioned, you know, having potential job opportunities, you know, during your time at Hugoton that you turned down. And, you know, what ultimately led you to More Hill? What attracted you to this job? And obviously now putting you here in this position, what kind of led you to More Hill?
Yeah, so, you know, just having a Catholic background, I'm Catholic myself, so it's just a good opportunity to get closer to God and to teach in a Catholic school with Benedictine values. You know, I thought that was great. You know, it was very strategic, to be honest. I had a really good gig there in Hugoton, loved my teaching job, loved being a play caller. We had some talent coming back. We had just finished an 8-2 season, so it was hard to leave. But I looked at what was coming back for us here at More Hill. I looked at the schedule changes, and the schedule changes definitely were in our favor. And so I kind of put that all together and prayed about it, thought about it for a long time, and decided to just, you know, take that leap, bet on myself a little bit as a head coach, and decided, you know, I told my players this early in our first players meeting back in March. I told them, like, I wouldn't have taken this leap if I didn't think we could do something special here. I wouldn't have moved 6.5 hours away if I didn't think we could do some good things.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. What did you know about the Northeast Kansas League, if any, you know, before taking the job at More Hill? And now you've had some time to acclimate yourself, not just with your program, but with the league and the opponents that you're going to see. What are your thoughts on the league that you guys are competing in?
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of hear about some of the better teams, you know, about Riverside, maybe JCN a little bit. Through the years, you start hearing about it a little bit. I did actually go to college with a guy from More Hill, so I knew of it. I knew of Atchison quite a bit, but this was really the first time that I had been in the Northeast area. So everything's kind of new to me. The league's new to me. So it's just something that I'm getting accustomed to, but I feel like we've really hit the ground running.
A couple more minutes here with the new More Hill Mounts Academy Ravens football coach. That is Jose Lacone, of course, making the jump from Hugoton, now head coach of the Ravens here. Well, obviously, we've talked about the league a little bit. You know, you've had time in the offseason, get your guys acclimated. Give us a few names. Who are some of the guys that have really stood out to you here in the early portions of camp and kind of the lead up here to this Week 1 game against Horton? Who's really stood out to you?
Yeah, so we have 2 /running backs that we're utilizing. Peter Rapplinger, senior. He's really, really explosive kid, had a really good summer in the weight room, got bigger and stronger and just way really athletic, is a multi-sport athlete, and, you know, thrives in baseball, thrives in basketball as well. And he's a good leader, shows up and is vocal and just does things right. So he's definitely going to be one of our leaders, one of those kids to watch out for on Friday nights. Another one is a kid named Jace Campbell. He's another one of those slots/running backs that we utilize in our offense. explosive kid, really good multi-sport athlete as well. And just does things right and good overall kids that everyone would appreciate having on their team.
What about your guy under center, Zayden Harper, his sophomore season? You know, he's thrown into the fire as a freshman. He throws for over 760 Absolutely. Yards. He has six touchdowns, completes about 60% of his passes. What's kind of your mm-hmm. expectation for him from that freshman to sophomore leap?
Yeah, I mean, he's made major strides this summer. We're utilizing a totally different offense. It's more run-based option, and he's really accustomed, has bought into it, has liked it, and he's thriving under center. He's been doing a good job being a leader. You know, he's still going to go through some of those growing pains as a sophomore, still a younger guy, but he's a pretty mature kid. He's a big kid. He's probably 6'2", 180. And, he's gained a little bit of weight over the summer in the weight room. And he's just a work in progress, but he's getting better every day, and that's what we appreciate.
Finally, Coach, your thoughts on Horton. You know, it seems to me the theme for head coaches in the area is when you talk about week one, of course, there's a lot of unknown, but you're more focused, or at least when I say you're, the coaches seem to be more focused on what they want to see from their team, not so much the opponent. It's about what we're going to do, what we're going to accomplish, what we're going to execute. You know, this Horton team, they have had their struggles. This is the first time in a long time that they have had a coach go into year two, so they can build some continuity. Their numbers are better. They didn't win a game last year, but they're finally getting something going there. There's so much unknowns mm-hmm. with week number one. What can you tell us about Horton, kind of the expectations, and just simply what do you want to see from your team Friday night in week one?
No, absolutely. You know, with that consistency coming back, with the head coach coming back year two, you know, they're definitely going to be a better football team, and we have to be well prepared for that. You know, we aren't going to take them lightly, and just because they didn't win a game last year that's in the past, and we have to prepare our butts off to be ready for this Friday night, because, you know, they can very easily come into our home and beat us. So we have to be prepared for that. You know, some of the things that I'm looking for as a head coach on Friday is just execution of our base offense, execution of our base defense, and going out there making plays, trying to limit penalties and limit turnovers and trying to do the little things right. A big saying that I like to tell our boys is take care of the little things and the big things will take care of themselves. And, you know, Friday night is really about taking care of those little things.
Renewed excitement around the program. Morehill Mounts Academy first-year head coach Jose Lacone joining us. Can't thank you enough for joining us. We're going to be excited to talk each and every week with you about your season, your journey. Of course, Morehill opening up things at home Friday night against Horton in league play. Coach, can't thank you enough again. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.